Incredibly, Ted didn't seem afraid. He stood in the semicircle of low men, and the only emotion on his face was concern for Bobby. The thing gripping Bobby, now with a hand, now with loathsome pulsing rubber fingers, now with a clutch of talons, suddenly let him go. Bobby staggered, reeled. One of the others uttered a high, barking cry and pushed him in the middle of the back. Bobby flew forward and Ted caught him. Sobbing with terror, Bobby pressed his face against Ted's shirt. He could smell the comforting aromas of Ted's cigarettes and shaving soap, but they weren't strong enough to cover the stench that was coming from the low men. A meaty, garbagey smell, and a higher smell, like burning whiskey that was coming from their cars. Bobby looked up at Ted. "It was my mother," he said. "It was my mother who told." "This isn't her fault, no matter what you may think," Ted replied. "I simply stayed too long."
"But it was a nice vacation, Ted?"
one of the low men asked. His voice had a gruesome buzz, as if his vocal cords were packed with bugs, locusts, or maybe crickets. He could have been the one Bobby spoke to on the phone, the one who said Ted was their dog. But maybe they all sounded the same. "If you don't want to be our dog, too, stay away," the one on the phone had said. But he had come down here anyway, and now, oh, now. "Wasn't bad," Ted replied.
"I hope you at least got laid," another said, "because you probably won't get another chance."
Bobby looked around. The low men stood shoulder to shoulder, surrounding them, pinning them in their smell of sweat and maggoty meat, blocking off any sight of the street with their yellow coats. They were dark-skinned, deep-eyed, red-lipped, as if they'd been eating cherries. But they weren't what they looked like. They weren't what they looked like at all. Their faces wouldn't stay in their faces, for one thing. Their cheeks and chins and hair kept trying to spread outside the lines. It was the only way Bobby could interpret what he was seeing. Beneath their dark skins were skins as white as their pointed reet petite shoes. But their lips are still red, Bobby thought. Their lips are always red. As their eyes were always black, not really eyes at all, but caves. And they are so tall, he realized, so tall and so thin. There are no thoughts like our thoughts in their brains, no feelings like our feelings in their hearts.